A lot of the time, imagery around people with dementia is the elderly person who is sitting confused, you know, with the glazed look on, across the eyes, and we're trying to move away from that. And what we're trying to do is show positive images of people living well within their communities, people who are continuing to stay involved with their local residence council, for example, or, you know, if they had a hobby group, like a knitting group or a fishing group or whatever it is, that they stay involved with those groups. All the members of your group are aware now that you have this diagnosis of dementia, and so therefore they need to make some kind of provision to make sure that you still are welcome at their meetings, and that they make provision in case if you happen to get up and wander out of the meeting, somebody will go and collect you and bring you back in and sit you down and have you comfortable in the meeting. And it's really trying to create this community atmosphere.
Is there evidence that perhaps this can maybe not reverse the dementia but slow its progress and make the person more complete within themselves insofar as they've still got something to strive for, still got something to be involved in?
There is absolute evidence that anybody who has a diagnosis of dementia, that the more social interaction that they have, the more interaction they have in terms of having to use the brain in terms of decision making or whatever, it is absolutely essential for that to happen if you're going to try to slow the progress of a disease like this. The worst thing that can happen is that people become isolated within their own homes, dependent on services just like home care or daycare, and that they're not continue to be involved within their own communities. And so you're trying to stave that off.